We bless your name tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to 2 Timothy. I want to look at a verse that will help us, or two verses that will help us immensely tonight. There are some things we want to combine in the spirit. I never have seen it this way before, but I think it will help us immensely. There's a way to combine the cross, the resurrection, the kingdom, the promise of the Holy Spirit, the ascension, and the seated position all together. And I think if you stir those spiritual bases, like the cross, the resurrection, all those are spiritual bases that are giving us more of a contact or a connection with God. And there's a way to stir them all up together. At any time in your life, anytime you're dealing with something, you can stir up the cross, the resurrection, the kingdom, the promise of power, which is the Holy Spirit, Acts 1 and 8, the ascension, when Jesus went back to heaven, and the seated position. In other words, there's a way for a believer at any given moment to stir all of those manifestations of all those spiritual bases together. I want to look at an open scripture here in 2 Timothy 1 and 6. Now notice what it says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance. Are you with me? Now notice what that next statement says. What? Underline that now. That thou stir up the gift of God. I'm saying the gift of God is every manifestation that God went through to get us where we are as believers. Now, but Paul said to him, stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hand. Now he said another favorite scripture right after that, but on the aspect or the thinking of stirring up this gift, in which I'm going to show you how tonight, it would put you in a position of verse 7 all the time. Anybody ever been through something? Yeah, when you know how to stir this gift up, it'll put you in a position of verse 7 all the time. How many of y'all agree with that, would like to be there all the time? How many of y'all would like to be in verse 7? All the time. Well, you have to learn how to stir the gift up. See, he says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Do you see that? All right, now, for scripture basis, let's go back to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 2. Go back to the book of Acts. Let's just talk about living in dominion by praying in the Holy Ghost. Living in dominion by praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, praying in tongue or praying in the Holy Ghost is the way you stir up all spiritual gifts that the Father has provided for you. When you start out about Shakatara, when you start that, all those gifts are stirred up. And you have to keep those gifts stirred up in a supernatural way. We'll talk about that in a few moments. Just look back at Acts chapter 2. We're all familiar with this setting. This is after the ascension. And this is something he had promised to the believer. Acts 2:1. You there? Amen. And when the day of Pentecost fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Where it came from?
Heaven.
Mm-hmm. As a rushing mighty wind. Now, the wind has gives out attributes of the Spirit, the blowing of the wind. Even in the valley of dry bone, the wind of the Spirit came and was blowing. And so I believe that as believers, baptized with the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues, we can stir a wind up from heaven. Whatever we need in our life, you understand? He said, and a rushing mighty, wind. Now, it's not a normal wind. Now, and filled all the house where they were sitting. Now, atmosphere has something to do with the outcome of a situation. That's why the intercessors pray all the time before we come in here, because they set up an outside atmosphere. And then that the inner atmosphere has to be stirred up. That the atmosphere on the outside, which is the circumference in here, by them praying, is set up now for us to come in here and set in this atmosphere. But then on the inside of you, there's another atmosphere that need to be set to correlate with the atmosphere that's been set by prayer. So there's an outer atmosphere and there's an inner atmosphere. All right? Can you agree with that?
Yes,
all right. Now, it said, and there appeared unto them coven like tongues, like as a fire. That's another symbol of the Holy Ghost. And it set upon each of them. And then the fourth verse, and they all was filled. Now the house was filled. The house was filled. Now they get filled. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. What are they filled with? And see, right after that, he said, and they began to speak with other tongues. So speaking with other tongues is a thing that activate. Now I'm going to give you three words: power, authority, and dominion. Power, they're not the same word. Power means ability. Authority means just what it says, capabilities of authorizing things from a divine perspective. Dominion means the sovereign power of God. So those of us who pray in the Holy Ghost activate all three: power, authority, and dominion. Now, in any situation, because if you're walking with God, no matter what come up, if you activate, stir that gift up that's on the inside of you, those three gonna come out. What are they? Now, you're not gonna get there if you don't pray. You can say all you want. You see, praying in the Spirit is the way you stir God up. Matter of fact, they were all filled, right? Let me read this. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Let me go ahead of myself and then catch up with myself if I can. Because I want you to have these right now. Praying in tongues is the entrance to the supernatural. It's the entrance into the supernatural. It takes you into the supernatural. It takes you into the spirit world. It takes you into the realm of nothing being impossible. Praying in tongues. So I mean, right here, right now, whatever may be your affair in life, whatever you may be dealing with, right here, right now, I'm telling you, as a man of God, you have a right to go in the supernatural and handle that thing by praying in the Spirit. And we'll come back there. We'll talk about that in a minute. Secondly, praying in tongues is a direct line to God. No interruption, no interference, no eavesdropping. Sometimes people eavesdrop to change what you're saying, you know. They can't do that when you're praying in the Spirit. And then the third thing, praying in tongue is speaking divine coded secrets. I'm going to try to break them down for you. Praying in tongue, are you listening?
Yes.
Watch this. Is prophesying your God-ordained future. You're prophesying your future. Praying in tongue, number five, is strengthening your inner man with might. Your inner man. Now, I lack number six. And we're going to tell you how to do it. Praying in tongue is praying things that have been concealed to be revealed. Praying in tongue is praying things that have been concealed to be revealed. And then number seven, praying in tongue is home improvement. It's a source of spiritual edification. Now, tongue, praying in the spirit, or praying in tongue, is the entrance into the supernatural. Turn to 1 Corinthians 14. So it put all those things together. It put the cross, the resurrection, the ascension, the promise of the power. Remember he said Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power. All those things are congealed together when you pray in the spirit. When you stir yourself up in the spirit, you're actually stirring yourself up into the supernatural. You're stirring yourself up in your spirit, man. You understand that? Don't care how you feel, don't care how things look, don't care what nobody's saying, and don't care if nobody ever been delivered from this. You just go and stir yourself up praying in tongue about that situation. This personal, you know. You can't call and ask somebody would they do it for you. You got to do it yourself. You got to believe in it. You got to be persuaded that I got the power living on the inside of me. All I got to do is stir it up. I got the power living on the inside of me. All I got to do is stir it up. I got the power living on the inside of me. All I have to do is stir it up. Stir up the gift. Yeah, Stir it up. And you stir up holy faith and a whole lot of things you'll be stirring up. All right. Now, in 1 Corinthians 14, Paul talks about prayer, praying in the spirit, a whole lot in that chapter. Matter of fact, at one verse, he said, I pray in tongue more than y'all, more than the whole church. A lot of praying in the spirit, you know. But in verse 2, 1 Corinthians 14, 2. Stirring up the supernatural. I like that. Stirring up the supernatural. I think I'll stir up the supernatural. Yalalabakatata. See, that's the way you stir it up. Huh? That's one of the advantages we have as being believers. We can stir God up. Right. He love it. And every time you go to praying in tongues, them angels go to work. Whew, my goodness. Say, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. You see that? For no man understandeth him, how be it? Now, separate that word. Howbeit. Yeah. For your spirit, write it. Separate it. How be it. Now, I want you to do that for a reason. It's going to be like you make it. You got the power over how be it. Oh, y'all robbed me tonight. You have the power on how it's going to be. See, supernatural means rule natural. And there are other supernatural forces, but they're beneath thee. They are satanic forces. They are supernatural, but they are not as super as you are. See? Your enemy cannot pray in the spirit. He ain't got nobody to pray to. He the chief of failure. And you designed by God to be his master. Where you supposed to be? Luke 10:19. Where you supposed to be? Under your feet. How you got on your shoulder? Take him off. Now, notice this. He says, I like this verse, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. Howbeit, now here we go, in the spirit he speaketh mystery. Now, praying in tongue is beneficial because it is the gateway into the spirit realm. As soon as you start praying in tongues, you're going into the spirit realm. All right. Secondly, there's a doorway in the realm of the spirit, and it's through tongue. I remember studying with this apostle many years ago, and I read a lot of books, and this information is so powerful. Tongues are the key that unlocked the spirit world. Wow, man. Tongues are the key that unlock the spirit world. As long as Satan can keep you from tongue, he keep you from the miraculous. Most people never see miracles because they don't get far enough in the spirit world. And you can't pray in tongue by feeling. You pray in tongue by knowing. The feeling come every now and then, but the knowing is more powerful than the feeling. See? And you keep stirring yourself up. You keep stirring up the supernatural that's in you as you pray in the spirit. Are you seeing me? Here's another wonderful thing. When you pray in the spirit, you are automatically in the spirit. Here's why. You therefore you get there. Because you already got it, but you're going to it. See. So you're automatically in the spirit. So that means now you're in the supernatural. You're in the spirit. There's none can overrule where you are. You got the cross activated. You got the resurrection activated. you got the promise activated. You got the kingdom activated. You can't stop that. And you can stir all that up by praying in tongues. All Jesus did at the cross, when he defied Satan and got up on the third day, all the promises of God are yea and amen. When you're praying in the spirit, you're stirring up everything God had promised you. You have to know how powerful you are. Huh? Amen. Amen. But you know, a lot of things have been held back for us because we have not known these things. When you're praying in the spirit, you're always entering into God's miracle zone. You see. See, everything, hallelujah. Everything become possible. No, you're not just rattling. You're not just making noise. It said, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, spoke as the Spirit give them utterance. See, that utterance is ushering you into your rightful place. See. And so you go into a zone of miracles when you're praying in the Spirit. You have that right because you're a believer. Religiously, we've been held back from that because of that. For a long time, I didn't know this, you know. I didn't know how powerful for me to know how to go into the supernatural. Praise God. Also, in that second verse, it says to us that praying in tongue is a direct line to God. No party line. No interference. No eavesdropping. You know, I've told y'all that I came from the old school. We had phones in different houses. Yeah, way down the street, the people got the same phone we got. And so they'd be eavesdropping, and then if they get hot, they'd take it off the line. You can't call nobody. So y'all get off that party line. and recognize you have a direct line to God. What I said? You know, that's a wonderful thing. They call it in the system a hotline. See, when you start praying in tongues, you just hit the hotline because you're going directly to God. Wow. What a privilege. And, you know, and religion taught us, you know, you might have to go get the priest or the preacher, but no, you got your own hotline. I'm really glad it's not a party line. Because I don't want anybody to know my business, but I got something going on. I need to talk to God about it. I don't want everybody, because sometimes I'm dealing with, I don't want no agreement. You know, you got some private stuff you pray about it. Yeah, because, you know. So it's a direct line to God. The hotline. Now, when you get an audience with God, miracles start flowing. Another way to say it, you got direct. If y'all don't get this, we're going home. Direct access to God. Don't care how hot the fire is or how tall the mountain, how high the water. You got direct access to God. When you go to praying in tongues, you got direct access to God. And I wonder, do God have an answer? Well, no. I wonder, can he handle it? So Satan don't understand when you're praying it. He know what you're doing, but he cannot understand what you're saying. Therefore, he can't intercept it, he can't interrupt it, and he can't stop it. All they can do is scream and go look for somebody else who don't know what you know. So he is helpless to sabotage your prayer. Look at Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne, we may obtain mercy. Tongue will take you there. Yeah, see, tongue, write this down. Tongue is the believer's direct access to the throne. Take you right there. Now, I've fought off 4 or 5 times already from start praying in tongues. Because it'll take you right there. I've been there so many times. It'll take you right there. I mean, the glory will hit this place in a matter of 5 minutes. I'm especially, oh, my goodness. Yeah. So, yeah. Hallelujah. Then, on the same aspect, let me it causes you to live in the magnifying presence of God. In other words, the magnificence of God begin to expose himself to you. And you begin to see how great he is, but at the same time, the light will shine in you and show you how great he has made you. As you pray in the spirit, it magnifies God. But it also magnifies your relationship to God. Amen. 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 And so it turns life wrong affairs into midgets. What looked big after praying in the spirit a while, oh, I can handle this. Huh? You say, why not me? Because the magnificence and the magnitude of God become real, become a reality to you. Praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. Yeah, that's why the enemy will make it look so small. Praying in the Spirit, you know that. Yeah, you want to make it look so, you can't do all that. Yeah, I'm doing it. Yeah, I'm doing it. Because I know Oral Roberts died at 91, and they would ask him what his secret was. His secret was praying in tongue and sowing the seed. My spiritual father died at 86. His secret was praying in tongue and being led by the Spirit. These young fellows ask me what my secret is. It always had been praying in the Spirit. I pray hours and hours in the Spirit. And that's have kept me all these years in form. And the things that try to attack my ministry, my family, or anything, I just pray it on through. He always will help you, you know. Write this down. Praying in tongue unfold your destiny before you. In other words, God's divine plan, P-L-A-N, and purpose become clear. Do you know how powerful a man or woman is who got God's divine plan and purpose clear in their life? If you notice driving in, I had called my man to say it this way: resurrected ascending seated prayer. Figure it out. Write that down. Figure that out. That's something. Resurrected ascending seated prayer. Oh my goodness. Resurrected ascending seated prayer. That means the prayer already answered. That means when you praying in tongue, the prayer sitting down already. It's over. We can get you to sit down. Stop walking up and down the room all night long. Sit down. Good God. Sit down with the prayer. Hallelujah. Also, I want you to write this down. Living in dominion by praying in the Holy Ghost. All right. And the explosive power of praying in tongues. Now, we're talking about praying in tongue is speaking, let's get this one, praying in tongue is speaking divine mysteries, divine coded secrets. Praying in tongue, hallelujah, is speaking divine mysteries, divine coded secrets. What did I say? Divine what? I'm gonna give you some things on that divine code in a few minutes. And you're still in 1 Corinthians 14:2. For he is speaking in an unknown tongue, speaking not unto men, but unto God, for no man understand him. Howbeit in the Spirit, he speaketh mystery. You see that? Now here you can't get jammed. Because when you talk about praying divine secret and mystery, we're talking about hidden thing. Hidden thing that the natural eye can't see and the natural mind can't pick up. But when you're praying in the Spirit, you know you flip over into the mind of Christ. You see. You're not thinking normal or naturally because the Spirit take you over into your mind of your spirit. Divine secrets. Oh, my God. Divine secret. Say that. Divine secret. So I have the divine right to step into divine secret that is not normally seen or known. But because I'm a Christian, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, I can pray in the Spirit and cause this supernatural fellowship. Make this supernatural contact. Everybody has words. Yeah, we got it. Say, well, we got what? Well, we in the same predicament. We got it, girls. Just cool it. We got it. See, because you've made this contact supernaturally. My goodness. It's a coded language. Now, in any family, there are secrets. Praying in the Spirit reveal to you the secret will or secret plan of God in any given situation. It's secret counsel that govern God in his dealing with the righteous, hidden from the ungodly and wicked men, but plain to the godly. We suppose, listen to me, those of us who are in the Spirit, there's knowledge withheld from the ungodly, but truth revealed to the righteous. Knowledge withheld. They think they know, they don't know everything. But truth revealed to the righteous. Because you very hear the word, no matter how far they go in life, you never hear them talk about good success. They talk about success, but they really can't function in good success unless God in it. Are you seeing this? Now, in this 1 Corinthians 14:2, in this prayer of mysteries, but that which being outside the range of unassisted natural apprehension can be made known only by divine revelation. So therefore, when you pray in tongues, secrets or plans will be made known unto you. Mysteries and unfoldment become clear supernatural knowledge through rhema words. I'm going to say that again. Mysteries and unfoldment become clear supernatural knowledge. Say it, supernatural knowledge. Through rhema words. In other words, when you're praying in tongue, you're praying rhema. It's already alive because you're in the Spirit. The Spirit never speak dead words. See? So you're praying a rhema now over the situation. You're praying God's plan over the situation. You understand what I'm saying? Huh? You're praying God answer over the situation. You don't have to know what you're saying. Trust him. Trust him. I could attest to the fact you sense yourself being fueled up. You sense an energy that is not normal, that is not natural. You pray in the Spirit long enough over a situation, you finally come up to a peace and just stand on up. Say, that's it. Go get you a drink of water or something. Go get you something to eat. You know you got it. That's how much power you have. Sometimes you jam for a reason. You don't know what you got. The enemy got all kind of plots for you. The reason he can't stop you is because you know somebody. When you're praying in the spirit, listen to me, you're releasing the hidden benefits of your prayer language. There are hidden benefits. Always. There's God, there's more benefit God wants you to have. Now listen to this. Don't forget this. Praying in the spirit is the most powerful weapon God has given man to mankind. What? But let me ask you a question. What good is a weapon you don't use? What good is a weapon you don't know how to use? Praying in the spirit is the most powerful weapon God has given to mankind. Wow, I think I need to use this more. Three things here about praying in the spirit. It unlocks destinies and creates and makes sure you have an open heaven. So you're unlocking, creating, and got an open heaven. How can you keep crying not like talking about how I'm gonna make it? You, my goodness, you got the most powerful weapon, praying in the spirit. Then you unlocking your destiny. So if there's a hindrance coming trying to block your destiny, you know it can't block your destiny because you're unlocking it. I wrote this note. You become the framer of your world and take charge of your divine destiny. How many of y'all have prayed in tongues a few minutes? You know what I'm talking about if you stay with it as a lifetime. It's something, man. When I came as a young Baptist boy, I came into the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I had a Baptist preacher daughter came to my house. Her and her father and I was friends, and she had a family problem. She didn't want to talk to her dad, so she came to talk to me. And so we were talking, and I said, let's pray. And she got on her knees. She started saying something I didn't hear before. I'm the preacher. It's at my house. So I kind of eavesdropped. I said, well, I wonder if I got this. And so I asked for it. And got it right down, and she never knew it. I started praying with her. She don't know I couldn't wait for her to leave. Because I wanted to find out if this thing real. I got on the lawnmower, see if it was on the lawnmower. I went all back in the past. I said, I'm going to see if I really got something. This thing real here. I prayed almost all day that day. Yeah, she had the Holy Ghost. I didn't. But that's how I got baptized the Holy Ghost. And then I had to come back to a whole church, the church I had. Nobody filled with the Holy Ghost. I said, Lord, you really going to have to help me. He said, pray in tongues. You got all these Baptists, and you got to go back there and tell them some prayer in the tongue. Baptists don't believe in that. Let all the Baptists say amen. Now, don't miss this one. Praying in the Spirit gives things in the Spirit permission to manifest. In other words, deeper in this study, I found out that if you pray in the spirit enough, sickness and disease can't stay in your body. Because that power come out your spirit, go into your soul, and then go into your body. Healing and health is flowing. Because they are heavenly commodities when you're praying in the spirit. Now, you know, you need to take a hold of that now because I never taught that. I never really taught that because I saw that praying in the spirit flows healing and health through your body. Because you're charging your spirit, then it's going to come out in your soul, then it's going to come out in your body. So instead of talking about your sickness, pray in tongues. to you because praying in the spirit, I wrote this, floods your soul and body. Turn to 1 Corinthians 6, I'm going to show it to you. See, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about you, but I don't want everybody up in my house.
Yes,
so I have means to keep them out.
Yes,
and the Holy Ghost, you are the Holy Ghost house.
Yes,
you give him a chance, he'll clean it up. And praying in the tongue is a weapon to clean up with. It's the broom and the mop, the vacuum cleaner. Praying in the spirit. Are you following me? Somebody catch a hold of this. See, notice that in 1 Corinthians now. Your body belongs to the Holy Ghost. That's your Holy Ghost home. That's the Holy Ghost home. The Holy Ghost came from heaven and made his abode in you and then showed you a way to activate him, to make him bigger, to let him be stronger, let him be more wiser in your life, let him be more knowledge for you. He got it? So it says here in the 19th verse of 1 Corinthians 6:19, what? Know you not that your body what? Your body is what? Meaning what? I'm his house, right? He lives in me, right? Which is in you, what you have of God, and you're not your own, for you're bought with a price. Therefore, now glorify God where? And where else? What's your God? So you turn the spirit loose, and he'll make you glorify God in every aspect. Because you're stirring up the power. So praying in tongue, now this you need to get this now. I said it, but I'm going to say it in a direct way. And I think to the church at large, I want the church at large all over the world to listen right now. They're listening everywhere. Praying in tongue will remove sickness and release God in us. That's powerful. That's powerful. Huh? Whew. My goodness. Now back with 1 Corinthians 14:2, I want to say this about it. Praying in the spirit or praying in tongue is drawing secrets to life's complicated issues. My God. Anybody ever had any complicated issues? Good God. It'll draw a secret to you. You got to be listening, but it'll draw it to you. I remember in the beginning, and it's still happening today. If he wouldn't say something to me or talk to my children or my wife. They'll just say, "Dad, I saw this," and they talk to the exact answer I need. I mean, we was making construction to build this church, to buy the land. He always would talk to one of them in the family. And the kids didn't know what they were talking about. "Dad, I had this dream." I said, "Okay, I got it." What happened, he couldn't get my attention. I was too busy doing something else. So he was merciful to me, he speak to my wife, you know. Yeah. And sometimes you're not going to really understand what he's saying to the natural standpoint, but the Spirit will reveal to you that's a step I need to take. Then now you got to walk by faith. You see, you can't. Yeah, you see, because one thing about God, he, I guess it's for a reason, he don't dot all his I's. And sometimes God don't even say a full sentence. Sometimes he don't use good grammar. He just don't just tell you something, and you got to say, what does this mean? I mean, you know, sometimes it never have a paragraph. See, y'all, I'm giving y'all a secret. A lot of time God says something to you, if you're not in the spirit, it's going to sound stupid. But as you're being trained, as you're maturing, you listen and you know how to follow orders. And the reason God can't give you everything, because he would disqualify you to have it. Oh, I got that's one of the statements right there, right? The reason God can't give you everything, he would disqualify you from having it. Anybody know what I mean? What I mean? They say, yes, sir. all of y'all saw what? Huh? You wouldn't be walking by faith. He got to put you in a position that you trust him. He can't talk to you like a natural man and tell you every step to take. He wants you to be led. In the spirit. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. That's how I saw some things. If you're not in the spirit, a whole lot of things you're not going to see. Because we're so naturally inclined with our natural walk. Huh? You know, is the water cold? Don't worry about what the water is. Drink the doggone water. You see what I'm saying? Because we got all our little appetites. Y'all don't understand me, do you? See, the spirit world would not entertain you. The spirit world is designed to empower you, not entertain you. So the spirit world calls for you to do something out of the ordinary. Now, if you're not persuaded, you're not going to prevail. You got to know he can handle it. I feel his presence now. You got to know he can handle it. I don't care what's up in here. I don't care how long it's been. One thing I know, he who sent me to this church can handle what you're dealing with. So my desire for you right now is to enter into rest. Whatever it is, I want you to enter into rest because the Lord going to take care of you. You hear me? Notice in Isaiah, let me see what the scripture, Isaiah 28 for a minute. I'm going to find a clothing place in a minute. Isaiah 28. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Now for someone here, it's time to enter into rest. It's time to stop fighting and trust him and thank him, praise him. You don't fully understand everything, but just praise him. Then Isaiah 28:11. For with stammering lips and other tongue would he speak to his people, to whom he said, this is the rest, wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. And not only is the rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, but you hear, right?
Yes,
are you hearing?
Yes,
there's a rest and a refreshing in praying in the spirit. Our God can't fail. So tongue is drawing secret to life complicated issues. Praying in tongue is prophesying your God-ordained future. Praying in tongue is prophesying and praying out God's plan for your life. Get what you can get out of this. Secret counsels that governs God in his dealing with the righteous, hidden from the ungodly and wicked men, but planned to the godly. Knowledge withheld from the ungodly and revealed to the righteous. God Almighty. The plan, now, notice this. The plan is the wisdom of God. And it is hidden for the believer and not from the believer. Now the things that are hidden, they're hidden from unbeliever. Because the first thing you got to do is accept Christ. But it's not hidden from you. See, that's 1 Corinthians 2, 9, verse 10. 2, 9, and 10. Eyes have not seen. But then the 10th verse, see, he revealed those things to us. Now, I'm hearing something now. Praying in the Spirit gives the Holy Ghost revealing rights. Catch a hold of that now. Because you're going to need this. You're going to need this in your life. Praying in the Spirit gives the Holy Ghost revealing rights. And then I come up with a question after that. The Holy Ghost just told me that. It's not on my notes. It gives the Holy Spirit revealing rights. And then I come up with a question and a statement. What is it that the Holy Ghost does not know? Or what problem he can't figure out? Or what he can't give you a solution for? So you praying in the Spirit and it give him revealing right. You stirring up the gift that in you, which is the Holy Ghost. And then you're making proper contact with him. And then you find out your mind going up on his level. Your understanding going up to his level. He didn't caught a hold of you. The two of them become one. Now you're living, moving, and having your being through him. Not through that situation, not through what it looked like, because it's your divine rights. See, your divine rights are stirred up when you're praying in the Spirit. Your divine, supernatural rights in the Spirit as sons and daughters of God is stirred up when you're praying in the Spirit. It's a divine language. It's a supernatural language. Hallelujah. Direct contact with God. Some morning I get up wee hour in the morning, 4 o'clock, just start praying in tongues. Some of the greatest moments I ever had in my life. Some things I probably would never say, you know, but it's just personal. But they're just God begin to rub on you. You begin to feel his power and his glory. And you become so thankful. I'm thankful. So remember this now. Tongue, praying in the Spirit. When I say tongue, praying in the Spirit. And we're leaning heavy on 1 Corinthians 14, 2. Tongue is entrance into the realm of the Spirit. The miraculous zone. Turn to Ephesians 3 and we'll close there. Can I hear you?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Have you been helping in it?
Yes, sir.
See, we call this a mature in class, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. We get further up the road.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about you, but I feel his presence right now. Yeah, you get in that zone, man. You get in that unknown zone by the natural. You get in the presence of God, and you can look, you'll see him on me. He see, he told me to open the school. The school was open. He said, now you're going to teach him a lot of things, but I want him to see when the Holy Ghost come on you. And right now, I'm in a zone. Just talking, you know, but the Spirit of God manifest himself and he become tangible and visible. And the atmosphere, the whole atmosphere change. Everything comes super. The glory come. His manifested presence set down on a people. When you honor his word. Hallelujah. He's here. He said, I won't do something. Let me do something for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me work something out for you. Don't ever waste a visitation. Let him know you're here. Let him know you're listening. Let him know you need him. I can stand one more touch. I've been touched before, but I can stand another touch. Are you following what I'm saying? I mean, we're here for a reason. He will flood a place out. If you just keep talking about him and keep honoring him and keep respecting him. Oh my God, I can't hardly tell you. And keep on talking about him. He showed up. He sat on you. He says to you, what you want? What you need? You here for a reason tonight. You here for an answer. Supernatural answer. Supernatural help. We've entered into the realm of the supernatural. Right here in this house, right now. We've entered into the realm of the supernatural. His presence is here. There is no opposition that can stand up in here. No opposing view will work at this moment. When he comes like this, when you talk about him, when you honor him, when you make it clear, let him make it clear how great he is. I'm thankful you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Whoever need that touch, take it right now. Touch me, Lord Jesus. He always shows up to manifest, to handle that for you. Let him handle it. Nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, that's not a tight spot, this is your turning point. You thought it was a tight spot, but I just let you got there because it's a turning point in your life. I'm about to do something for you you couldn't do for yourself. I was walking the other day, praying in the spirit in my driveway. And he said to me, stretch out your wings. I said, what? He said, don't flap them. He said, a wind about to come. Just ride the tide. You don't have to work here. He said, just stretch them out, but don't flap them. Just ride the wind. I understood that. You understand that? Every now and then, if you get a little discouraged, you're at home, you get a little discouraged. I'm gonna show you a secret now. You're at home, you get a little discouraged, things going, like they're not going right. Just shut up, don't say nothing, just do this. You'll be reminded the wind about to come. He tell me to tell you now. The mighty rushing wind is not over. It's still blowing. told us mount up on wings like the eagle. The eagle just glide. The mother birds be so tired, they be flapping when they go. The eagle look at them, well, what they doing? And a lot of time as a Christian, if you're gonna be flapping just like everybody else. No, pray in the spirit and get the wind under you, baby. Get the wind under you. Get the wind moving under your situation, under your life. Don't just be natural. Get some wind under your wing and fly like the eagle. You see, you'll run and you won't get tired. You won't get weary because you're not hustling. It's a rest. Woo! You who watching by television, get your arms out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then sometimes I talk about solo matata. Then sometime, and you know, when you're flying, you got to lean to make the turn. Ah! You got to lean sometimes to make the turn, you know. And it's turn, but you see, you're not flapping, you're just riding. Now may the wind be under you and your family. And whatever you set your hand out to do, may you have moments of just gliding with the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen?
Glory to God. You may be seated. Glory to God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got my wings straight tonight. I got my wings straight tonight. I got my wings straight tonight. The wind is under my wing. Life don't supposed to stay heavy. You got to have your light moments. Your moments when you're not afraid of nobody and nothing, and you're fully trusting God. And you're giving God thanksgiving. Don't even see nothing, you're just thanking Him anyway. That's the way you got to do it. You'll live the good life all the days of your life. All right, sit down, get your envelope. Pay your tithes and your offering and your seed.